Y'all know what this means, right? Y'all know what this means, right? We're digging in. We're digging in. We got good stuff coming today. So get your shovels out and dig with me to Matthew chapter 10. Matthew chapter 10. Matthew chapter 10. We're going to dig in today. I got some really good news today. You know, we've been believing for the projector, for the PowerPoint, so we can donate the dinosaurs to somebody else just starting out. Amen? Amen. We got it. Hallelujah. We got it. All right? We got it. We got it today. Hallelujah. We were blessed. Let's see. We've been believing for that for, I don't know, 12 months or something. It came. Hallelujah. Guess what else we got? Air conditioning. Y'all want to see it work? Now we got air conditioners sitting out there. And everybody said, when are you going to put the air conditioner up? And I said, we're in the winter. Thanks, Tim. Soon. That's the way it works around here. I don't know how it is in your world, but this is welcome to mine. This is how it works, right? Here's what we're going to do. We're going to take these two lights down. We're going to put the projector screen up there, okay? We're going to hang the projector up here somewhere, and it's going to shoot on the projector screen. The projector screen's real big and real heavy, so you real big and heavy guys, I'll be calling. We're going to mount that up there, and it's remote control. Go up and down. Pretty cool, huh? You follow me so far? Well, listen, while we're in here making a big mess, I'm all for making a real big mess. Ask Paul. He's known me for years. My wife, she'll testify, big mess. Well, fool around with a little mess. You're going to make a mess, bless God, make a big one, amen? I'm going to run the air conditioner down here. Probably tear the walls up some. So when you come into church on a Sunday morning and see the scaffolding amassed everywhere, the tools strewn about, you'll know we were up late, didn't clean up real good. You'll see the caution tape. I get the good caution tape from the police department. His police line, do not cross. All right, that's for your protection. If you see a chalk outline, I got mad. All right, I'm forgiven. Big things coming, amen.
Amen.
I want to tell you something. We're going across the street. We're going across the street. You can tell all your friends and neighbors, we're going across the street. We're going to own the whole block, amen. I ain't playing around. Eugene will be busy. All you trades guys will be busy. I got a bottle of Windex and a paper towel for everybody in here. I got a paintbrush for everybody in here. We're going to get that thing rolling, amen? And I told you I was going to get the projector and the air conditioner, and it took a while, but it's here. I'm telling you right now, we're going to get that building across the street. Believe. Believe. Only believe. Are you hearing me? We're going to do great things in this valley for the body of Christ. Not only the body of Christ, but for everybody that's in hurting and in need. We're going to give them Jesus on a massive scale. Are you ready for that? Are you ready for that? The things that we've learned here and know to be true, we're going to offer freely to everybody else. Just open the doors and say, come on in and get you some. Amen? Are you hearing me? Can we do it? Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're the crazy bunch. Go ahead and agree with that. Huh? Some of y'all got papers to prove it. I want to thank... Brother, I can never remember your name. Stand up for a minute. What is your first name?
Michael.
Yeah.
Michael.
Michael. I want y'all to thank Brother Michael for the diet donuts he brought in today this morning. Thank you, Michael. I'm sorry I couldn't remember your name. Those were diet donuts, so if you pass one up, that's on you. I pray over them donuts. Y'all ready to get serious? Come on, let's dig in. I got good news for you, and I got bad news for you. Well, it's all really good news. Some of y'all might think it ain't, but when we start pushing the kingdom, when we start pressing into the kingdom, when we start making things happen for the kingdom, I ain't going to hit you. He's a good ducker. Know me for years. He knows right when to duck. When you start pressing into the kingdom, all hell will come against you. And some people go, oh. And I'm like, I don't care. All right? Here's the deal. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. You're the righteous. But the Lord delivers us out of them. Oh, you guys are good. So I wish he hadn't have said many. But that all word makes it all worthwhile, don't it?
Yes, sir.
So I'm going to show you some things that Jesus talked about. And you know, if Jesus said it, he should know. All right? The reason I'm showing you this is I want you all to be aware of some things. You know, when you're aware of something, it won't take you by surprise. Are you hearing me? If you're aware that something like this might happen, it's not a big surprise. If you got a bad water line under your sink and you know it, when you hear that puppy go in the middle of the night, it's not a big surprise, right? You probably already got a bucket ready for it, huh? Are you hearing me? It won't be a big surprise. That's why we watch the Weather Channel, right? Do y'all watch that? You prepared for what's going to happen the next day? Timmy, shut up. Timmy's our PennDOT guy. If you have a problem with any street in any town in this area, call Timmy. He does your street personally. How's that? Smarty, I'll fix you. I have his cell number, his home number, his email address. See me after church and you can complain to Tim personally because he does your street. Now, pick on me some more. All right. But listen, here's the deal. I want you guys to be aware of this stuff that Jesus is telling us. This is what happens. This is what goes on. And if you're aware of it, it won't catch you by surprise. All right? And it's coming. Smile. It's coming. It's coming. You're going to have it. I'm telling you right now, you will have this. But all. All. Right? And if you're aware it's coming, you can make preparations to head it off at the pass. Are you hearing me? You'll understand a few things and it won't beat you up. All right? I never entered into a fight one I never expected to win. Boy, was I stupid. I was not walking with Jesus at that time. That's how I got so good looking. These ain't my teeth. Well, they are now. I paid them off on. Debt free. On the dentures. But listen to me. It's coming. It's coming. It's coming. And Jesus is going to show you what's coming and what it's going to look like. And you might go, oh my God, that's terrible. But we win. We win. It's the ones that keep pressing in. It's the one that keep making us say, oh, God, you're going to drop the ball. We all do. Everybody drops the ball. I expect it. But you got to keep pushing forward. You got to keep pushing forward. You got to keep pushing forward. Don't quit. Your faith will see you through. Are you ready to get into some stuff? Let's dig in. You ready? Matthew chapter 10. Let's start out in 1. I'm hoping I can get through most of this. If I can't, well, we'll revisit. And when he had called unto him, here, 10. Can you get it? You can't see it. That's the biggest print I got, son. How about there?
Let me try with the glasses.
All right. He does, somewhere. Come on. Here, help me out, Tim. Give me this one. I'll find it somewhere else. All right, you ready? 10:1. And when he had called 12 disciples to him, what's disciples? Anybody know? Followers? Okay. Let me break that down. From the verb, methaneno means to learn, whose root math suggests that thoughts with effort put forth. Effort. Effort. That's work. That's the shovel thing. You hearing me? Work. All right? A disciple is a learner. One who follows both the teaching and the teacher. The word is first used of the 12 and later of Christians generally. Work. Effort. Oh, this walk with Jesus is just a walk through the garden. Anybody know that's not true? I know that is not true. I know I win, but there's some effort that goes forth, right? Come on. He had called his 12 disciples to him. He gave them power over unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all kinds of sickness and all kinds of disease. There's that all word again. We like that all word, don't we? I know I do. Now the names of the first, the 12 apostles were these. Simon, Peter, who's called Peter, Andrew, his brother, James, the son of Zebedee, John, his brother, Philip, Bartholomew, Thomas, and Matthew, the tax collector. James, the son of Alphaeus, and Labius, whose surname was Thaddeus. Simon the Canaanite, Judas Iscariot, who was also betrayed him. These 12, Jesus sent out and commanded to them, saying, don't go in the way of the Gentiles, and do not enter a city of Samaria, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And as you go, preach. I mean, y'all know what preach means. It means what I'm doing right now. Preach means to proclaim, to speak out. Are you hearing me? Oh, I got something for you guys. You're all going to look at me funny. And as you go, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick. Cleanse the lepers. Raise the dead. Cast out demons. Freely you have received, freely give. Verse 9. Provide neither gold or money bag or copper and money belts. Don't get readied up for your journey. Don't take a bunch of extra clothes. Just take you. Verse 10. For a worker is worthy of his food. Now enter a city, 11, or town. Oh, God, I'm trying to get through this, folks. I got to preach on me. Inquire who's worthy and stay there till you go out. And if you go into a household, greet it. If the house is worthy, let your peace come upon it. But if it's not worthy, let your peace return to you. And whoever will not receive or hear your words when you depart from that house, shake off the dust from your feet. Assuredly, I say to you, it will be more tolerable in the land of Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that city. Behold, I send you out as sheep in the midst of wolves. Therefore, be wise as serpents, harmless as doves. But beware of men, for they'll deliver you up in councils and scourge you in the synagogues. You'll be beaten in church. You'll be brought before governors and kings for my sake as a testimony to them and to the Gentiles, Gentiles being unbelievers. And when they deliver you up, don't worry about how or what you should speak, for I'll give you the words in that hour. For it is not to you, it ain't you that's going to speak, but the Spirit of your Father who speaks in you. Watch this. Now, brother will deliver up brother to death, and a father his child, and children will rise up against their parents and cause them to be put to death. And you will be hated by all for my name's sake. But he who endures to the end will be saved. When they prosecute you or persecute you in this city, go to another. For assuredly I say to you, you will have not gone through the cities of Israel before the Son of Man comes. A disciple, that's a worker, right? Did we cover that 24? A disciple is not above his teacher, nor a servant above his master. It's enough for a disciple that he be like his teacher, and a servant like his master. If they've called the master the house of Beelzebub, how much more will they call those of his household? Therefore, don't fear them. For there's nothing covered that will not be revealed, and hidden that will not be known. Whatever I tell you in the dark, speak in the light. And what you hear in the ear, preach it on the housetops. And do not fear those who kill the body and cannot kill the soul, but rather fear him who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Are there not two sparrows sold for a copper coin? And not one of them falls to the ground. Not one of them dies. Your Father don't know about it. But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. And do not fear, therefore, for you are of way more value than the sparrows. Watch this. Therefore, whoever confesses me before men, I will also confess him before my Father who is in heaven. But whosoever denies me before men, him I also deny before my Father in heaven. Hang on here a minute. How do you deny God? How do you deny God? By what you're saying? By what you're doing? What's got your attention? He said, don't deny me in front of people. Don't do it. If you'll resonate me, if you'll speak me, if you'll preach me in front of people by what you're saying and by what you're doing. Jesus said, I'll bring you up in front of Dad, right? He'll go, hey, Dad, look at Bree. Look at Chris. Look at Becky. Look at Wanda. They're talking about me today. You reckon God's got a little blessing to go along with that? Huh? Bobby, Jeff, I heard you guys talking about me in the break room at lunch. That was wonderful. I got something for you. Caps, I see where you put something on Facebook the other day that glorified me. I got something for you. So is the devil. He ain't going to like it. Well, who are you going to believe, him or God? Huh? We all go through a lot of stuff every day. But it's what's coming out of you that gets you over the hump. Are you hearing? It's what's coming out of you that gets you over the hump. Are you going to glorify all the tragedy in your life, the circumstances in your life, or are you going to glorify God through the circumstances? That's what gets it going. Are you hearing me? Anybody can meow, meow, and cry, cry, right? Huh? Think about the football game. Boy, we're down. Oh, I don't think we're going to. You can hear who's a fan, can't you? Looks, don't look like we're going to win this one. And you got other fans that are saying, shut up, it ain't over yet. Boss God, there's 4 minutes left in the game. There's 4 minutes left in the game, right? Time ain't run out. That whistle ain't blowed. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? That's the way it works in the kingdom, guys. I'm telling you. I had setback after setback. Penalty after penalty. And quit. Y'all ain't a bunch of quitters. Y'all here today. Look at y'all. Winners. Victors. Jesus said you're going to have some trouble here. But don't worry. Don't fear. Keep pressing forward. You know what? We had a lot more people than this when we started out. Where'd they go? I don't know. I know y'all's here. Y'all's winning. Are you hearing me? Winners. Winners. You see it? Faith is believing it right now and keep on believing it till it actually shows up. I'm calling it right now. We got that building across the street. Take me in and show you. Ken ain't got a key. Didn't have one to this place either. Brought Tim over here to look at it through the windows over there. Tim said, hey, it's leaking like a sieve, brother. You got a waterfall going down the steps. Oh, that's terrible, but it's just still. And when I came in, I didn't buy it yet, but I thought, oh, my God, look at the damage to my church. Amen. We didn't have no paper signed or nothing. I know it was mine. Are you hearing me? Thank God for insurance, huh? Amen. Like that some. Are you seeing it? You're going to have some stuff come against you, and by the looks of things, it's coming from your own family. And then it's going to come from people you work with. And everybody's going to call you crazy for believing the way you believe. Call me crazy all you want. Lord, blessing me. Look at all y'all. You're the blessing. You're the blessing. When God called me to preach, you know what I asked him? Who's going to listen to me? He said, everybody I send you. You're proof. Are you hearing me? Y'all's proof. Y'all's body of Christ. Set sanctified, man. Guess what? We're the bunch that's going to turn this whole valley upside down. We're it. Not me, y'all. We're it. We're about ready to put spark back into the other churches. We're about ready to get people saved and coming into the kingdom. We're about ready to bring people back that have walked away and get them fired up again and do this thing. Jesus is coming back soon, kids. Are you understanding? I mean, quick. How many of y'all want to get caught being doing something good? Huh? That's what I'm talking about. Set your heart to let's get it done. Disciples are workers. There's effort involved, right? So you get into this word, you study it out, and you start understanding some things. I'm here to help you. Amen? I'm not here to do it for you. There's a do to your who. Are you hearing me? It ain't all works. Believe that. No, it's faith. But faith without works is dead. Understand this. Trouble's coming. And I can say that with a smile. Trouble's coming. There ain't nothing y'all going through that I ain't been through. Nothing. Or I wouldn't be here. Are you hearing me? Been through a tragic divorce. Had a wife die. Had all kinds of terrible things happen to me. Kids hating on me. One of them's here today. Life's good. Amen. Are you hearing me? Fight tooth and nail with everybody, everything. Devil just come right in there and try and drive a wedge in there. Thank you.
You better get that bike.
Yeah.
You know the rates went up. $5. Verse 34, do not think that I came to bring peace on earth. Did you hear what Jesus just said? Look at verse 34. Do not think that I came to bring peace on earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. I'm not allowed to have a sword. I have a shovel. For I have come to set man against his father and daughter against his mother and daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And a man's enemies will be those of his own household. Wow. Wow, Jesus said that. He should know, huh? How many of y'all got somebody, an unbeliever in your family, look at you like you're from outer space now? How about that? Ain't that cool? Ain't that cool? He said it. It's true, ain't it? He who loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. He who loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he who loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. You know what? When I figured out that I love Jesus more than I did my kids, my mama, my brother, the devil started working on me right away. I mean, immediately. That ain't right. That ain't right. And I almost believed him. And I stumbled upon that verse. And I went, man, who better to watch over my family? Who better to take care of my world that I got no control over than God himself? Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? I got nervous when I read that Jesus was coming back soon and I was locked up. I thought, oh my God, I ain't got no time to get out and preach to my family, to minister to my family, to love on my family, to show them the truth. I was nervous about that. It tore me up. I thought, oh Lord, please don't come yet. They don't know nothing. Let me help explain some things. You know what the Lord said? Do I answer your prayers? I said, well, yeah. He goes, well, what are you worried about then? Did you pray for your family to get saved? I said, yeah. He said, all right, then quit. If I come back tomorrow, they'll be saved. If I come back today, they'll be in. He said it. Didn't he say he answers your prayers? What are you fretting for? That messed up somebody's theology? There you go. He spoke that to me. It's for you too, right? What I hear in the darkness, I'm supposed to put out there. You believe in your family saved, loved ones saved, some neighbors saved. Guess what? He answered your prayers? Huh? And go ahead and smile. Quit fretting. Do not worry. Are you hearing me? That sounds too easy, Pastor. Does, don't it? That's almost too good to be true. That's almost too good to be true. It's like the sacrifice that he made at Calvary. Almost too good to be true. But it's wonderful. Amen. He said, no, you just believe on me. I already paid the sacrifice. I took that beating. I paid the debt for you. You just believe that. You just confess me as Lord of your life. You just follow me and I'll take care of everything else. What's the catch? There ain't one. You just follow him. Amen. Told you all before many, many times, if you're doing the do's, the don'ts will start falling off. religion will make a big deal of the don'ts. You'll never get out of them if you're trying not to do the don'ts. But if you're doing the do's, the don'ts will fall off. Are you hearing me? Come on with me. Verse 38. And he who does not take up his cross and follow after me is not worthy. What do you mean take up my cross? Just what I said. Do the do's. Take up your cross. Walk in love. Do what you know to be right and do it like that. Amen? Stay in the Word. You'll learn more. You'll learn more. Year after year I learn more. I was thinking, man, this is all there is to it. And then I find out some more where I was doing it wrong for a couple years till I read more and he told me more. And now I know to do it this way. It's a living word. It's a living word. How many of y'all women got recipes for stuff? Nobody has a recipe for anything. I ain't eating here no more. Some of y'all got some recipes out there, right? You ever add something or detract from the recipe once in a while? Sure, sure. Watch Cooking Channel, add a little something. That sounds good. Maybe I'll add that to it. Right? Recipes change. It's a living word. It's a living word. Are you hearing me? He who finds his life will lose it. And he who loses his life for my sake will find it. If you put down you and start lifting him up like he tells us to, if you'll get out of you and get into him, life starts. I'm looking around here. I see a dozen, 20, 25, yeah, of some people here that was going about things wrong. And when they started following Jesus and putting them down, their needs down, and lifting him up, suddenly their whole world got turned around. And suddenly, life was a little better. And suddenly, the sun shined in on their life. But they had to make that decision and they had to do it. I'm watching people here that I know got out of jail, that came out from underneath a rock, start to turn around and go up. I'm seeing other people here today as I look around that are way above the rock. They're building on that rock today. And things are getting better in their life. And I mean far better. And sometimes I have to think real hard about where they come from and what they were like when they first started following. I have to really think about it. I have to think about that in my life. Thank God I got y'all to remind me. Verse 40. He who receives me, and he who receives me receives him who sent me. He who receives a prophet in the name of the prophet shall receive a prophet's reward. And he who receives a righteous man in the name of a righteous man will receive a righteous man's reward. Who are you receiving? Well, if you're receiving an unrighteous man, don't you think this thing would play on the flip side? Huh? Are you inviting evil in? Are you inviting righteousness in? I'm telling you what, 90% of the trouble that you'll have in your Christian walk is leaning on somebody that ain't walking with you, is relying on somebody that's not walking in the same light that you are. And I would lean heavily into the light, because when you follow darkness, that's exactly what you'll get. Every time. You might be very familiar with their ways for 20 years, and you should back up and look at that. Say, for 20 years, we've been falling. I'm not doing this no more. Y'all go the way y'all go. And whoever gives one of these little ones a cup of water in my name, in the name of a disciple, assuredly I say to you, he shall by no means lose his reward. Don't reward iniquity, reward righteousness. Yes, sir. Go ahead, word. Come on.
Color bone. A little bit on the right side, I'd say. Color bone.
Shoulder blade and collarbone. Anybody got it? You're being healed today. Ooh, got them both. All right. Hallelujah. And another one over there. Yeah. Receive that right now. It's yours. Receive that right now. When I say receive it, I mean shout about it. Woohoo! Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, brother. It's common. Yes. Amen. 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 Kenny's stirring more and more. Kenny's stirring more and more. Amen. You know, when you look at Kenny, are you seeing him in the chair or are you seeing him walking around?
Walking around.
Huh? Are you seeing him walking around? I get excited every time Kenny comes because I figure one of these days he'll just jump up. It's getting close, he said. Y'all be prepared. We've been believing for Kenny to walk now for a long time. We've been believing for the projector for a long time and the air conditioner for a long time. Does it come? Do I believe it right now? Do you? Do you understand that there's going to be some junk coming into your lives? It'll probably be from family and friends. Are you going to buckle to it or are you going to compromise? Huh? You going to buckle to it or are you going to compromise? Let me ask you this evening when you're standing around watching rooting the Super Bowl, are you going to wear a Green Bay Packers shirt?
Yeah.
Now, are you hearing me? That's what I'm talking about. That's what I want to get to. If you deny me before men, if you deny me before men, I'll deny you before my Father. If you confess me before men, people should know. We know who Steeler fans are here. They should know who Jesus fans are. By the way you talk, by the way you act, by the way you look at situations. By what you agree to and what you disagree to. Amen? By what you agree to and what you disagree to. Should know. Should know. And if you're wondering today, hey, maybe I'm not on the same page. Maybe I don't know. Come up and see me. Come up and see me. All right? If you're not really sure, come up and see me. Let's get it squared away. All right? Make no mistake about it. Jesus said, and he should know, right? Right? Unless a man be born again, he shall not enter into the kingdom of God. So if you don't know that you're born again, come see me. Come see me today. We can rectify that. You're a prayer away. Amen? It's easy as fishing, ain't it, Jeff? Ain't it? Yeah, it's easy, huh? Two words I want you to remember today. Follow me. Jesus said, follow me. Follow me. That may mean not following you or your friends. Follow me. I'll take care of you. Amen? Service tonight is at 5. All right? Pastor Ron Taylor's preaching tonight at 5. All right, this side? This side? What an awesome God we serve. Amen? Get out of here. I love you. Drive safely. Laser light show next Sunday evening, the 13th. Bring somebody.